Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I'm your host, Natalie Green, and I'm so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, I wanted to discuss practicing gratitude and why it's not only good for you, but good for others if you decide to express your gratitude. Before we begin, we will start, as we always do, with what I've been into and what I've been up to. This week, I'll start with what I have been up to first. And I just got back from visiting Miss Cece in Hawaii. It was such an amazing time. I know that everybody knows that Hawaii is beautiful, but just being there, it's like, it's just so green and lush, and the water is so beautiful and so crisp and refreshing, and you can actually get into it versus California water is so cold, you literally can't even get into it. And just the beaches were so beautiful, and it was such a wonderful time. And Cece was such a wonderful hostess. Her and her mom I was so grateful. Well, that's literally the theme of this episode. Because of my stay with them, they actually inspired this episode, because I was so grateful to have gotten to stay at their beautiful house and just have such a wonderful time. So I'm so very grateful that I had that opportunity in life, that I have Cece as a friend, and that they were gracious enough to come let me stay with them, and for Cece to be such a wonderful tour guide and hostess in Hawaii. So that's what I've been up to. Transitioning into what I've been into, kind of flip-flopped them this week, just having fun drinks, fun, like, sweet little treats. And I don't mean alcoholic beverages. Surprisingly, I actually mean just like a fun boba drink, or like a matcha latte, or I had a frozen basil lemonade while I was in Hawaii that was so good, and just fun, yummy drinks here and there. I typically like to eat my sweets, I really do, but a fun little sippy here and there is so good, and especially now that summer's here, I feel like it's very just honestly satisfying. When you're hot and then you get a fun little sippy, yes, solid. It is a great time. Now is the time to be having those yummy drinks if you're at lunch with your friends, or it's a lazy hot afternoon, or a busy hot afternoon. Grab yourself a fun little drink and really enjoy it. Don't feel guilty about it because you're already drinking it. So it's just a waste of your time and emotions to feel guilty about it. Just drink it and enjoy it. Now, let's talk about gratitude. This has certainly been a hot topic word in the past few years in the mindfulness and wellness realm. And it's something that I've worked hard to incorporate into my daily life. Gratitude is defined by the Oxford Dictionary as, quote, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness, end quote. This being thankful can relate to gifts that are both tangible or intangible. It also requires the person to recognize that the goodness they have received is coming from outside of themselves, something that is not their doing. This allows us to be connected to something larger than ourselves, whether that be the universe or just a friend. I think this is so cool and really so vital to our growth and connection as human beings. So let's jump into why. I'm sure that we have all been encouraged to be grateful at one point or another in our lives, and maybe you have even felt a wave of it wash over you every now and then. But did you know that it actually has many studied psychological benefits? You heard that right. Practicing gratitude is beneficial for your mental health. In studies involving a total of 26,427 mixed-age participants, a gratitude practice showed to help lower levels of depression. This makes sense, as when you practice gratitude, you're thinking about all of the good things in your life, and this can help color your perspective differently. But more studies do need to be done to prove causation. It is currently suspected that there is a continuous relationship between depression and gratitude. You are less likely to express gratitude if you are depressed, and vice versa. So more studies do need to be conducted on this. Another really cool way that gratitude helps your mental health is that it can lessen anxiety. When we feel anxious, we can get wrapped up in negative thought patterns and really just fall down a rabbit hole. Practicing gratitude brings us into the present moment and in a positive way. Instead of thinking about the future and all of the negative things that could happen, or thinking about the past and all of the negative things that did happen, you are in the present moment, thinking about the good things in your life. This snap back into reality can really help stop that negative spiral, and I have found myself starting to try and practice gratitude whenever I feel myself going down those negative tracks. Similarly, it can help relieve stress. This is because this shift in mindset actually stimulates our parasympathetic nervous system. Our parasympathetic nervous system is what pulls our sympathetic nervous system out of fight or flight. We have talked before about how being in a prolonged state of fight or flight is really not good for our health physically or psychologically. So it's awesome that doing something so simple can benefit both systems. There are many ways to work a gratitude practice into your daily life, and it can take as little or as much time as you want it to. You can do a daily gratitude journaling. I was actually gifted a gratitude journal from my friend, Miss Gina, so I do that little journaling work every morning and every night. The journal has a little quote, and then it asks three things that I'm grateful for, and then three things that would make the day great in my daily affirmations. And then there's like a little night section on the bottom part, and it asks for three things that were great that day, and one thing that I could have done better. I really enjoy this little journal, but you by no means have to buy it. You can just use any notebook or journal you have on hand and write three things you're grateful for every morning and or every night. You can even make it something cute and decorate the journal. Just make it fun, like something you look forward to do. I actually really enjoy doing this because I even find myself thinking about what I'm going to write about before the journal is even in front of me. And that gets my brain thinking about all of the many things that I have in my life to be grateful for and what I'll be writing down that day. If journaling isn't your style, then you can just do an internal gratitude practice as many times as you would like each day. I typically go through many of the things I'm grateful for after I say my daily affirmations when I walk my dog each morning. It's such a peaceful time outside. The sun is getting ready to peek over the mountains. It's still brisk outside, and the birds are chirping, and the air is just so fresh and crisp. It really just feels like a great time to be grateful. I typically start by expressing my gratitude for waking up that morning, for my life and all of the lessons that I have learned and will learn, and then I start to get creative. I wanted to give you a few examples in case you needed some inspiration, but also, not all of these things might apply to you, and that's totally fine. I know that at least one of them definitely will, so take that as a starting point and jump into your gratitude. Now, here are those examples. Our health. Our bodies and how they function to keep us alive every day. All of our limbs and the function of our five senses. Water and nutritious food. I know I can get so wrapped up in the quality of our food system here in America and the cost of high quality food, but we have so much food and we really need to be grateful regardless because there's a lot of people who are struggling to eat anything each and every day, let alone the bountiful amount of food that we have here in this country. So even if it's not as nutritious as it could be or used to be, we still should be grateful that we're not starving. And clean water, I don't even need to say more about that. We need to be so grateful for clean water. Back to the list. A roof over our heads and a car to drive. Books or any hobbies, clothing, trinkets that we get to collect and decorate our homes, our homes or our rooms, our families and our friends. Even if we don't have a lot of either of them, we're just so lucky to have any connections in this life. the sunshine and the rain to nourish the flowers that smell good and are beautiful and help the planet. I could go on, and I'm sure that once you give it a go, your mind can go on and on too. We can further the benefits of gratitude by expressing our gratitude outwards towards others. Expressing your gratitude for your friends and family, for what they do for you, for how they care for you, or for simply just being in your life, can really help strengthen those relationships. It can also encourage that person to continue that behavior that you're thanking them for, and may encourage you to reciprocate or do the same thing for someone else. As an example, maybe you express gratitude to your mom for being such an amazing listener. Then you think about how grateful you are for her listening and are encouraged to not only listen to her, but also to be a better listener for others too. Plus, people like to be seen, and expressing gratitude really helps a person feel seen. But even if you don't want to be specific, you can thank your coworkers or acquaintances for all that they do for or with you, and studies have shown that this can lead to those individuals being even more generous and helpful. It's like a never-ending circle of gratitude. When you express gratitude, you create more things to be grateful for, and that person is also more likely to be grateful in turn. Lastly, if you aren't really a verbal, emotional expression type of person, that's totally fine. Write a letter. A thank you note goes so far and really shows that you are thinking about all of the things that that person has done for you, and you want to take the time to thank them for it. It is showing appreciation and recognition for their time and effort, and just another great way to express gratitude. Now, I want to close by answering a question that may have been on your mind throughout this episode, and that is the difference between gratitude and thankfulness. Thankfulness is momentary and tends to fade, but gratitude stays with you. Typically, gratitude begins with thankfulness, but when you are able to hold on to those feelings, the thankfulness turns into gratitude. Like we talked about the whole episode, I like to think of having a gratitude practice, a way of living each and every day. You try to step back and think of all of the blessings in your life, even when times are hard and you struggle to count them out. Just being grateful for the air in your lungs and the blood pumping through your veins can be enough. Miss Gina actually does something that I think really embodies this well, and that is whenever she hears an ambulance siren go by or she sees one drive by, she feels her pulse. And this is to take a moment to be grateful that she has one, that she is alive with blood in her veins and air in her lungs. It can be as simple as that, or just being grateful for the sandwich that you made for lunch. It doesn't even have to be that serious. Having a grateful mindset will change your overall satisfaction with life, and hopefully you can see why. If you are constantly appreciating all of the things that you have and all of the people in your life and all that they do for you, you can see that the things you don't have aren't as big of a deal as you thought, and the things that you do have are pretty great. Focusing on what you do have instead of what you don't have will always leave you feeling better. Now with that, I will end this week's episode with a quote from Dennis Waitley, and he said, "Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude." Now, I thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you felt encouraged to add gratitude into your daily life and begin a gratitude practice, either mentally noting things you're grateful for each and every day, or maybe starting a gratitude journal, or maybe writing a thank you note. Either way, I hope you liked this week's episode. Please like, share, and leave a review. And again, share with any family or friends that you think could benefit from adding a gratitude practice into their life. I thank you so much for listening. Have a great week and keep consciously blooming into your best self.